Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have two very distinguished ladies invited to the program. We have Beck Teig and Beth Zimmerman from the All Brandywine Village. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you.
And the conversation, as you might imagine, All Brandywine Village is doing important things in bringing economic development, I should say, to a certain location in Delaware, particularly Wilmington. So we're going to talk about the many things that the organization is doing, but let's begin, if you will, by defining what is the mission of the Old Brandywine Village and what things are you are trying to accomplish. I'm going to go with Peg.
Well, Old Brandywine Village is trying to build upon its rich heritage, cultural diversity, and its place in the city of Wilmington as a gateway to the city.
Okay.
And we are trying to create a sense of place where people will be able to recognize Old Brandywine Village immediately. They do now somewhat because it is located where the Brandywine Park is, the zoo, and also the beautiful old stone homes that were preserved during the 60s.
There you go. And it's a beautiful location. For those who are not that familiar, Peg, with that location, what encompasses Old Brandywine Village?
Well, I would say the Cathedral of St. John, which recently closed, which we hope will turn into a nonprofit community center. There is the Job Corps there. There is the Achievement Center, the Stone Homes, the Brandywine Zoo, the Wilmington City Waterworks. The Rotary is now going to be refurbishing H. Fletcher Brown Park right on the river.
Right.
And Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity is there.
Colorworks, which has been there for quite some time.
That's correct. And also the Wilmington Senior Center, Junior League. It's a mecca for nonprofits at this time.
It is, but it's a beautiful location, just naturally beautiful, very well located. This is right close to downtown Wilmington without necessarily being there.
We're about two or three blocks from the heart of downtown.
Close enough.
That's
close enough, but separate enough, I would say. So tell us about the organization, because you've been there for quite some time. I understand that a couple of years. What made you develop or create an organization related to these kind of cultural efforts?
Well, it was originally created in the 60s, Old Brandywine Village, Inc., because they wanted to preserve its heritage and that they have beautiful old stone homes that belonged to the captains originally and then the owners of the mills down there that plowed the Brandywine. Actually, DuPont chose the Brandywine River because of its water, you know, the power, the water power of the Brandywine. So that is really how it developed.
We should probably mention also Superfine Lane runs parallel to the Brandywine River.
Right.
Just as you go over the Market Street Bridge and if you take a right, Superfine is the name of the flower. That was
really
yes.
That's news. I didn't even know.
They were they were mills right there for making flour. Right?
Yes, there were, and in fact, that flour was really shipped mostly to Europe because it was so fine.
It was super fine,
and that's exactly
not just fine,
right.
Super fine, but
and also actually, the name of that street is Race Street because the original race for the
mill
for
race
the Brandywine.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The mill race went right through there. That's right.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So it's got some great, you know, history there.
History.
Indeed. And one of the things that got my attention is when it comes to collaboration and ways of working with people, your list of community partners is quite important. So it talks about an organization that is looking forward to instilling some kind of change. But with the list of community partners, let me just begin by the Department of Parks and Recreation, Habitat for Humanity, Wilmington Senior Center. So you tell me, what is the spirit behind this collaboration? Beg, I'm going to go with Bev this time.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we've got a re-energized group of people. And one other partner we should mention is Maisley Gloves. Frank and Donna Maisley have been very re-energized. They own a property that's right on the Brandywine at Jessup Street. And from their property, you can view the Brandywine River in like just as on the bend. Mm-hmm. So they can see up and down it. It's a beautiful place. And they make military gloves there. Mm-hmm. And they hire people from the community and train them. Mm-hmm. So they're very happy to be there, and they have, you know, quite a stake in mm-hmm. making mm-hmm. This area successful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they put their money there, and they're helping to train the people that live there so they can make money in a different way rather than, mm-hmm. you know, doing something, really, you know, like selling drugs or, you know, something like that.
Providing jobs different. For the area.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And same with Job Corps, mm-hmm. you know, Hope Commission.
The one thing about Maisley that's been very impressive is their contribution volunteer-wise to the community also. Mm-hmm. And they have helped, I think, to create more dialogue mm-hmm. among all of us. I think Old Brandywine Village has been a leader in that, but I think Maisley Glove as the private enterprise is also assisting that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of excitement about perhaps creating a boathouse row along
the
Brandywine River and just outlining the buildings and lights, the undersides mm-hmm. of the bridges, because then it's rather dark as you come into that area now. But if it would be lit up just by outlining these wonderful buildings mm-hmm. with lights, it would just create such a different atmosphere, I think. For
yeah, like an ambience, more European type, maybe.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. Now, what is keeping this group together? I detect like a vision, perhaps, of the location. If you're thinking about moving forward, it's not just what is happening right now, but perhaps what you envision to happen. Could you please share those maybe dreams that you have as a group?
Quite a list here, too. Yeah.
Well, we hope to have access for the children and the community to the Brandywine. Mm-hmm. Make it more accessible between Market Street and the 12th Street Bridge, say. Because presently, they're brownfields. You can't get to them mm-hmm. easily. But we also are going to be connected by walking paths.
Mm-hmm.
The Delaware Greenways is coming up through that way.
Mm-hmm.
A dollar store was just approved last evening,
mm-hmm.
which will bring new energy as far as Market Street goes. Mm-hmm. And but they also landscaped beautifully so mm-hmm. that this will be an asset rather mm-hmm. than a detriment to our community.
Mm-hmm.
They reduced the signage. They made their building far more agreeable to everybody mm-hmm. to look at. Mm-hmm. And I think that then we'll be able to connect below Brandywine with upper Brandywine, right. which has mm-hmm. been a problem.
Right.
Okay.
And with this dollar store as well, it may be a draw. There is no, you know, grocery store or, you know, and maybe we can't call it just a grocery store, but,
there
you know.
There's no shopping.
There's no shopping.
In the area.
And you
will,
feel the need of having something like something an anchor, there. That type of retailer store?
Well, I think it will serve the community well. And mm-hmm. Market Street Pharmacy is right next door. And that's going to be encompassed in
that
plan.
And another exciting thing is the building. Mm-hmm. You know, we're only 3 or 4 blocks from the Christianic Hospital, which mm-hmm. has just been totally revamped.
Right. And that is going to get some more attraction.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's adding 800 jobs. These people need places to live. They need places to shop.
And relatively nearby. And you're right there.
Yeah.
And we're very interested in the arts. Mm-hmm. Many of the artists downtown now can't find lofts because they've become too expensive.
Right.
And we have the perfect locations for them. It could be very reasonable for them mm-hmm. to find the lofts they're looking for. And we've been working with them to create local artists to have exhibits
mm-hmm.
and places to live, yeah. to eat.
Yeah, and we have a number of artists mm-hmm. that live in the community. And this past summer, we did a project with local artist K.O. Sims.
Mm-hmm.
And he does an in plein air art session where you're painting or maybe not painting or drawing, whatever, outside. Mm-hmm. So on Sunday afternoons, he was taking groups of people to different areas in mm-hmm. Old Brandywine Village to sketch or draw or, you know, or paint, that, that sort of thing. Just get people acquainted with the area. And, you know, people, the reaction was like, oh, I didn't even know this existed here.
That's typically the case, isn't it?
Right.
I don't even know. And you're living next to the person.
Well, I mean, we've got the Brandywine Mills Park that's right alongside the condos there that has two beautiful tennis courts that have been recently resurfaced and a basketball court and, you know, fishing pier and stuff like this. And people don't know about this.
Right.
And I shouldn't have said that because I could play tennis there and nobody, I could get on the courts really easily.
Another exciting thing is that the National Park Service is bringing, of course, to our fair this year, they're bringing canoes. It's called the Canoe Mobile. So we're going to make a splash with our Canoe Mobile. But they will take 56 kids out, I think, at a time.
Yeah.
That which would be beautiful. Wonderful.
And let's continue talking about that. But if you allow me, ladies, let me re-engage with the audience. I'll let them know that you're listening to News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. Today we have all Brandywine Village, particularly Peg Tighe and Beb Zimmerman, sharing what is happening in the location, the activities that are coming up, and the idea of providing to this location a sense of belonging. And I love the sense of belonging. What implies, Bev, for a community to have that kind of sense of belonging, in your opinion?
Well, that's a good question. And now you've stumped me. No, I think for a sense of belonging, you need to be in a place where you feel comfortable, where you feel safe, where you feel like you can be a part of a community. And it's Old Brandywine Village is extremely diverse. And it's kind of interesting when we have our Old Brandywine Coalition meetings. It's an interesting mix of people at the table, and it's quite conducive to arts. I think everyone that's there, they may not be an artist, but they like the activity that goes on. They like something, you know.
I think it's created too the coalition meetings a better understanding among all of us because we come from different economic groups, we come from different races, and yet we have begun to understand and enjoy each other by participating in many of the activities like our Sunday concerts. We now come together and we can say hi to each other because we know each other.
Well, there you go.
which we never did before. And we'd look across the street at each other, sort of askance, you know. I mean, we have our village fair. We've had art on the town. There's a lot of things that are being done. We volunteer to clean up our areas.
Right.
And that is creating a sense of relationship among all of us and a sense of pride in our community that really didn't exist for quite a while.
Which is lovely, which is lovely. And to Bev's point, typically places that have diversity in place tend to be those who naturally develop this sense of belonging, this willing to be part of something else that attracts the creative class, that begins disseminating the idea that this is a place where we can be, where we are investing, where we buy stuff, where artists are naturally drawn, and then it's like the first step of many things to happen. So it's a lovely idea of having that diversity in place, but celebrating each other's things and backgrounds is probably even better.
Right, and I see this, you know, growing as part of what's going on downtown as well, with having artist lofts, you know, the Shipley Lofts and that sort of thing in Loma. You don't have to be an artist to appreciate art.
Tell me about it. I'm not an artist.
I'm not an artist either. But you know what?
Deeply appreciate that.
That's what, you know, and that's what brings people to a community because, you know, if you're moving someplace and you're like, okay, this is a nice apartment or house, that sort of thing. You want to know what there is to do there. And, you know, if there's nothing to do, it doesn't really attract you know, people.
And what attracted both of you to the location?
Well, I moved there several years ago. I was the director of Kalmar Nickel Foundation.
Okay.
For about 10 years, and I've been living out in Greenville, actually.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, if I'm going to the 7th Street Peninsula, I might as well move in town. I was driving in town all the time, and I just thought, I very much would like to be more part of the community. Mm-hmm. And so
You moved.
I moved, and I'm right on the Brandywine. I am on Superfine Lane.
You are. Yes. I love the name. No, I love him better.
Love that. Yeah.
It's not just fine. It's
I
super fine.
Well,
when I have to say, when I first moved to Delaware some time ago, I had meetings right there.
Did you?
And I thought, well, yeah, for various reasons that are not even pertinent to the conversation. But in any event, I thought, if I ever have an office for myself, probably this could be a magnificent location for it.
It's a terrific location.
It's right there. That's what I'm saying. It's right there without being there. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah.
It gives you the sense of I can walk to everything and still feeling the space that I need to work.
That's right.
On my own to be creative. Sometimes to be creative, you get to have your own space.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing. What about you, Bev? What brought you to this location?
Well, actually, I don't live in Old Brandywine Village. I live in Quaker Hill.
Oh, okay.
And I've lived there for 26 years.
Yep,
yeah. So I moved back to I grew up in Delaware, moved away for many years, and when I moved back, I wanted to move into the city. I just figured that's where my social life would be, and I wanted to be, you know, where the action was.
Mm-hmm.
So, So I've lived there for, you know, longer than I grew up here.
And I don't think I'd want to ever live anywhere but now this city.
Yeah.
I love the vitality of it, the excitement of it.
Yeah.
People are kind.
Yeah. Right. And to that extent, maybe there's a point of connection with what the Wilmington Renaissance Corporation is spearheading at this point,
which I think so.
Creative district efforts that are getting traction, and probably it'll be a natural place for you to go and be related to.
Oh, absolutely. We've already seen Carrie Gray.
Mm-hmm.
We also are connecting with Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
And there are schools that we've connected with right in the area. There's the Fletcher Brown Boys and Girls Club also there.
There you go.
And
so you're out and about, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
That helps. That certainly helps. Now, when it comes to those individuals listening to us that are interested in getting in contact with Brandywine Village, how can they do so? Do you have ways of connecting? Do you have I'm seeing a website, but please share the information so people connect with you.
Well, the website is probably the quickest way to see what's going on. We keep it updated, and it's oldbrandywinevillage.org.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out what the best phone number to be.
We are also on Facebook. People can check it there.
Yeah.
Or you can contact my email address, which is saledelaware@comcast.net.
Sale Delaware. That
comes from
the old Kalmar Nickel days.
My tall ship days.
That's fine.
And if you call 652-3008, you reach Mike Looney's office, which is Montana Design.
Okay.
And he is the president of Old Brandywine Village.
Mm-hmm.
And he can always, you know,
get
you in touch. Answer questions.
And you
get
know the trick. When in doubt, just Google Old Brandywine Village, and you're gonna get all the information you need. Yeah. Upcoming events, plans in the pipeline. Tell us about that.
Well, we just as we go here to press. When you're hearing this, we will have had our second annual Brandywine Village Fair.
Okay,
and
so we're sure people can take a look to the pictures and the likes.
Yes, they'll be on the events page of our website.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have a Christmas concert.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was at Hercules Building, overlooking the Brandywine. And I would imagine it's going to be there again this year.
Okay.
Yeah. It's usually from 4 to 6 in the afternoon, first Sunday of the month.
Okay. Yeah.
And then in the spring again, we will probably be getting back into the Art Loop.
Mm-hmm.
ColorWorks is very active with that, and the Market Street Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
We've also been to the African Barbershop.
Mm-hmm. Habitat's been on it a few times.
Yes.
The Wilmington Senior Center tries to do at least once or twice a year, depending. Mm-hmm. And I know we've tried to get the Junior League. It depends on their schedules because some of these buildings aren't open in the evenings.
Correct.
So.
And then starting in May, we start again our Sunday summer concerts.
Okay.
And they are wonderful. We've had really, I think Bev can fill you in on the artists we've had.
Well, give us a few examples maybe so people get interest.
Let's see. We had World Peas. Uh-huh. We had Jonathan Whitney and his brother Joseph, who are on steel drums. That was fun. I'm trying to think. Crab Meat Thompson, and most recently, he played with Gerald Chavis and Harry Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm drawing a blank. Who else did we have?
That's okay, but let's.
But we're trying
people
to go for local pretty
local
well-known
talent.
People.
And I'm sure people listening to the program might be interested in probably offering some kind of presentation or something that can help craft a different kind of arts program.
That would be great, because what we are trying to do is attract local artists and give them a forum, you know.
There you go. Those listening, all Brandywine Village, in case of interest, just go there, www.oldbrandywinevillage.org. You can get in contact with the organization, maybe offering some kind of arts activity, event or something. So with the time left, unfortunately, you're not going to believe it, but we probably need to say goodbye this time.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you,
Gina. No, thanks for your time, and promise to bring back information and continue sharing the many different things that the Old Brandywine Village is doing, and we wish you so many future successes.
Thank you.
No doubt that this is going to be something really to pay attention to.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to make a splash and light up the area.
There you go. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.